From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. President Trump said Monday in a nationally televised address that Americans have grown weary without a victory in the longest U.S. war. He laid out a path forward not only in Afghanistan, but in South Asia as well. He said the United States must seek an honorable and enduring outcome in Afghanistan that is worthy of the sacrifices made. He said the consequences of a rapid exit from the country would create a vacuum that would be filled by militants. He also criticized Pakistan, saying the country had acted as a safe haven for, quote, agents of chaos. At least one person was killed, 25 injured, and several more trapped under collapsed buildings after an earthquake rattled the tourist-packed Italian island of Ischia off the coast of Naples on Monday night. Italy's National Volcanology Department gave a preliminary magnitude of 3.6 for the earthquake, but the U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 4.3, while the European Mediterranean Seismological Center had it at 4.5. All of them said the epicenter was just off Ischia at a depth of about 10 kilometers. Television images showed that about six buildings in the town of Casamicciola, as well as a church, had collapsed. Ischia's only hospital was also hit and had to be partially evacuated. Restaurants were packed, and many stores were still open when the shaking began. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The U.S. Navy is promising to take a much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S. guided missile destroyer and a commercial vessel in as many months. 10 American sailors are still missing, and 5 have been injured, with the USS John S. McCain suffering significant damage as a result of Monday's collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca. In response to the incident, the Navy has ordered an immediate 1 to 2 day operational pause across the U.S. fleet. Nigeria's president spoke to the nation for the first time since his return after many months of medical care in Britain. Muhammadu Buhari spoke early Monday. Correspondent Chika Odua reports from Abuja that the speech did not seem to convince Nigerians that he is still capable of leading the nation.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari notified Parliament Monday that he has officially resumed his presidential duties. In a brief televised broadcast, the president said separatist groups have crossed a red line in their discourse.
Nigerians' unity is settled and not negotiable. We shall not allow irresponsible elements to start trouble.
It is the first time Nigerians have heard from their president in months. He handed power over to his vice president in May and traveled to London to receive treatment for an undisclosed illness. He returned Saturday after 105 days. It was his second trip to Britain for medical reasons this year. The president's health has been a closely guarded secret. Nigerians were hoping the president would reveal his health status in Monday's address, but Buhari did not mention the topic, prompting further speculation. Chika Odua in Abuja for VOA News.
Police in Spain have shot dead a man they believe was the driver of Thursday's deadly van attack in Barcelona. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Yaunes Abu Yaqub after confronting him Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards, about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Authorities say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was fake. The Catalan Interior Minister Joaquim Forn told Catalunya Radio that everything indicates Yaunes Abu Yaqub was behind the wheel of the van during the attack on Thursday that killed 15 people in Barcelona. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.